Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Tess.
So Saturday was that horrible, horrible 40-degree day. I do just have to ask. It's the first thing that sprung into my mind. How did the festival cope with the heat?
Oh, my goodness. The heat was, like, crazy. It was over 40 degrees, and me and a lot of the other people, like the interviewees, we were just running for water, running for lemonades, you know, like trying to keep anything to cool down. If anything casted a shadow, we were underneath it, basically. So, yeah, like that was it. But as soon as it reached sundown, then it was pretty cool for the rest of the night.
That is always good to hear it cooled down somewhat, because, I mean, I was outside at like 4 or 5 in the afternoon and that was still just too much. But getting to the festival itself, Kevin, could you tell us about some of your favourite films?
Well, surprisingly enough, this is my first time like really sitting down and watching Tropfest, and I found that there's like so many different things on offer. There's a couple of documentaries, for instance, a Jamaican man who works in the London Underground, all the way overseas in the UK, and he loves trying to put a smile on his patrons' faces. So whenever, you know, someone's traveling around, you know, he just likes, you know, cracking jokes and making them, you know, feel a bit happy. Other than that, there's another documentary on a Holocaust survivor living here in Sydney. There's also some animation on display, as well as a few drama films and comedy films as well, such as a woman giving birth, and the family try to help, but what they do isn't really that helpful, you know, like trying to put smoke around the house, like calming smoke or something, as well as a woman who discovers that there's a dead body in the boot of her car and just, like, thinking what's her next plan, what's she going to do next? So, yeah, those are some of the highlights, I think. Some of my favourite films of the Tropfest.
They sound amazing. And, I mean, it's one of those things you wouldn't have to think about. But, you know, what would you do if you found a body in your car? It's a pretty interesting concept to explore. But
yeah, it is. I just called the police, like what she did in the movie.
Oh, yeah, I think that would probably have to be your best bet there. But can you tell us a bit about the film that actually eventually won the festival?
So it was created by Matt Day, who you may remember from Muriel's Wedding, or as David Potter in Rake.
Ah.
He's already an established actor, but he made this amazing film of a family who realised that they are financially worse off when their mother decides not to choose euthanasia. So it's like a black comedy in the blackest sense. Like, it's really funny, really well acted, and I think it absolutely did deserve to be the winner of Tropfest 25.
That is so, so dark. Well, Kevin, you also had a chat with a couple of names that have definitely got some prestige attached to them, Sam Neill and George Miller. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're going to take a look at your chat with those guys.
No worries.
Tropfest is one of the world's largest short film festivals, and it celebrated its 25th anniversary on Saturday night. The event brought together popular Australian actors and directors to judge the final short films in the competition, in both the adult and the children categories. John Paulson is the founder of Tropfest and spoke about how proud he was bringing Tropfest together for its 25th anniversary.
It's kind of amazing. I mean, you know, the truth is there was no grand plan to sort of, you know, grow it. It was really just a screening of a short film that I made, and then after a year or two, I had people coming up to me, let's do it again, you know, when's the next one? And so for the first few years, I was just this actor, wannabe director, who really didn't want to be a film organizer. And then over time, I figured out how to kind of harness the energy around it, kind of. And, you know, we've stumbled a few times along the way, but here we are 25 years later. And I think, you know, there's not many organizations that can say they've lasted 2.5 decades, and that makes me very proud. But what makes me even prouder is thinking of the list of filmmakers that have come through this event and have been propelled to great heights. And that's exactly what this thing's for, and that makes me feel great.
You've done 25 years of TropFest, so where do you hope the future of TropFest will go?
Right, well, this is our first year in Parramatta, so we're going to grow it here. Obviously, this year we've taken up part of the park, but this is a big, beautiful park that I think over time we can build and grow. There's a vision to have a much longer sort of calendar of a week or two of short film screenings and seminars and a market. And, you know, this would be the closing night, if you will. This is the big, this is always going to be the main event. But I'd love to see this eventually as a as an event that people come to from all over the world at a certain time of the year.
Trop Junior finalist Darwin Schulz spoke about what it's like being a finalist yet again.
My first entry was in Year 6 and I'm now in Year 10. So this is my fourth time being a finalist. So it's really exciting.
George Miller is an internationally acclaimed director, having directed films such as Happy Feet and the Mad Max series. He gave advice on how the finalists can make it big in the film industry.
Well, it's very simple. Just keep doing what you're doing. If you've made a film, that's a great start. If you've got it into the 16 finalists at TropFest, that's a really good start. Because for me, I cannot think of a better way to get into the industry in Australia or anywhere than to do exactly what they're doing. TropFest is the best portal into the industry. Because the fact that you've made a film and it works, it means you've got something to say. That's number one. And number two, you've got that sort of drive to do it.
I also spoke with actor and TropFest judge Sam Neill about how he would be judging the finalists.
I'm really looking for something I've never seen before, exactly. I'm looking to be entertained and amused, hopefully. Just something that works, you know.
For more information on the event, check out tropfest.org.au or view the event in full on 10play.com.au.